This is a Zero Agenda News podcast. This episode is based on an evidence-graded timeline research paper published at zeroagendanews.com. Every claim in the paper is labeled by confidence and tied to sources, so what follows separates documented fact from inference and interpretation. A wartime casualty record is always a battleground. This paper collects what each party claims, what open-source investigators have verified, and what Western analysts estimate without adjudicating between them. The paper covers the period from 2022 to present. It has 18 timeline entries. The timeline includes 9 entries graded as fact and 9 entries graded as conjecture. The episode follows the strongest points in the record and keeps the confidence labels audible. The first phase is official claims, and the start of the count, February, December 2022. February 2022. Ukraine's general staff begins publishing daily estimates of Russian military losses. From February 24, 2022, Ukraine's general staff began issuing daily cumulative tallies of claimed Russian military losses across categories: personnel, tanks, armored vehicles, artillery systems, aircraft, helicopters, and naval vessels. The methodology for the personnel count has never been publicly disclosed, and no independent auditor has had access to the underlying data. This entry is graded as fact. March 25, 2022. Russia's MODI publishes its first official Russian casualty figure, 1,351 killed, on March 25, 2022, 1 month into the full-scale invasion. Russia's Ministry of Defense stated that 1,351 Russian servicemen had been killed and 3,825 wounded. This was the only official Russian disclosure of Russian military deaths prior to September 2022. At the same briefing, the ministry claimed 14,000 Ukrainian soldiers had been killed. No independent verification of either figure was possible. This entry is graded as fact. September 21, 2022. Shoigu claims 5,937 Russian killed and 61,207 Ukrainians killed, then Russia goes silent on its own losses. On September 21, 2022, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu stated in a televised interview that 5,937 Russian servicemen had been killed, adding that nearly 90% of the wounded had returned to combat duty. In the same interview, Shoigu claimed 61,207 Ukrainian soldiers had been killed and 49,368 wounded. This entry is graded as fact. 2022, Mediazona and BBC News, Russian launch a named open-source verification project for Russian deaths. Mediazona and BBC News, Russian established a joint project to count Russian military deaths individually, using open sources, social media obituaries, regional news reports, official government registries, and burial site documentation. A death was recorded only when confirmed by at least one independently verifiable record. This entry is graded as fact. The second phase is competing tallies diverge from 2023 to 2024. 2023, Ukraine's general staff cumulative Russian loss claims past 200,000. Methodology scrutiny intensifies. By 2023, Ukraine's general staff cumulative figures for Russian combat losses had passed 200,000 personnel, far exceeding any contemporaneous Western intelligence estimate. Analysts noted that the Ukrainian aggregate combined killed, wounded, captured, and missing, preventing direct comparison with estimates that distinguished between categories. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. From 2023 to 2024, Western governments and think tanks begin publishing their own casualty estimates. From 2023, Western governments and policy institutions began issuing their own estimates, drawing on signals intelligence, satellite imagery, and open source data. The United Kingdom Ministry of Defense published weekly intelligence updates indicating Russian casualties in the hundreds of thousands of killed and wounded combined. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. April 2023. Leaked United States intelligence documents give the first public view of American casualty estimates. In April 2023, classified United States intelligence documents were leaked by Air National Guard Airman Jack Teixeira and reported by major Western news outlets. Among them were internal United States assessments estimating Russian battlefield casualties in the range of roughly 189,000-223,000 killed, wounded, and missing, as of early 2023, alongside Ukrainian casualties of approximately 124,500-131,000. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. December 2024. Russia claims Ukraine has suffered close to 1 million casualties, denies scale of its own losses. Throughout 2024, Russian officials consistently denied that Russian losses had approached the figures cited by Western analysts. By December 2024, Russian authorities claimed Ukraine had suffered close to 1 million military casualties, killed and wounded, since February 2022, a figure not independently verifiable. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. 2024. Ukrainian intelligence claims Kremlin's own internal assessment puts Russian casualties at 1.315 million. Ukraine's Military Intelligence Directorate, HUR, claimed to have obtained Kremlin internal documents estimating Russian casualties at 1,315,000 killed and wounded since February 2022. President Zelensky cited the figure publicly, stating Ukraine believed even these internal Russian numbers were understated. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. The third phase is the scale of attrition becomes visible from 2025 to 2026. February 2025, Zelensky publicly discloses Ukrainian military casualties for the first time, 46,000 killed, 380,000 wounded. In February 2025, President Zelensky stated that more than 46,000 Ukrainian soldiers had been killed since February 2022, with approximately 380,000 wounded. The first presidential disclosure of Ukrainian military casualty numbers since the invasion began. Zelensky also noted tens of thousands more were missing or in captivity. This entry is graded as fact. 2025. Russia gains about 4,800 square kilometers, its largest annual advance since 2022, at an estimated 1,000 casualties per day. In 2025, Russian forces captured approximately 4,300 square kilometers of Ukrainian territory, the most in a single calendar year since the opening weeks of the invasion, though far below the more than 60,000 square kilometers seized in early 2022. Ukraine's general staff simultaneously reported average daily Russian personnel losses exceeding 1,000 for much of the year, a figure not independently verifiable. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. 2025 ongoing. Oryx open source project tracks confirmed equipment losses with photographic evidence, the most verifiable data in the conflict. The Oryx open source project, run by Dutch defense analyst Stijn Mitser, catalogued confirmed equipment losses for both sides using photographic and video evidence, with each entry individually sourced to verifiable imagery. This entry is graded as fact. June 2025. CSIS estimates Russia at about 1.2 million total casualties, Ukraine at about 500-600K, ratio approximately 2-1. A June 2025 CSIS analysis estimated Russian forces had suffered close to 1.2 million battlefield casualties, killed, wounded, and missing, since February 2022, with roughly 415,000 occurring in 2025 alone, averaging nearly 35,000 per month. CSIS simultaneously estimated Ukrainian military casualties at 500, 600,000 total, including between 60,000 and 100,000 killed. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. October 2025. United Kingdom Ministry of Defense estimates 1.118 million Russian casualties, killed and wounded. In October 2025, the United Kingdom Ministry of Defense estimated Russian forces had suffered 1,118,000 casualties, killed and wounded, since February 2022. United Kingdom Intelligence Chief Richard Moore separately estimated approximately 1 million Russian casualties, with around 240,000 killed. Neither estimate was accompanied by a published methodology. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. The paper's interpretation turns on this point: why both sides underreport. All warring parties have structural incentives to misrepresent their losses. Russia suppressed its casualty figures from the outset, likely to avoid domestic political cost. Casualties must be explained to families, mobilized populations, and a public that was told this would be a limited operation. Ukraine reported its losses sparingly until mid-war, citing operational security and the need to sustain domestic and international morale. Neither incentive has changed. The paper's interpretation turns on this point: the gap between verified floor and estimated ceiling. The Mediazona and BBC verified count of 221,206 named deaths, May 2026, sits just below the United Kingdom Modi's estimate of roughly 240,000 Russian killed, while their statistical estimate of 352,000 substantially exceeds it. The gap between methods is itself informative. Open source verification captures documented deaths. The probate registry captures deaths that generated inheritance proceedings. Western intelligence incorporates signals data and satellite imagery. Each method has distinct blind spots. The paper's interpretation turns on this point: territory gained versus lives spent. Russia's 2025 territorial gains, roughly 4,500 square kilometers at an estimated 1,000 casualties per day, represent the starkest illustration of the war's attrition logic. At those rates, Russia is spending its population to hold and incrementally expand a front line that moves at an average of 1570 meters per day in its most active sectors. The paper's interpretation turns on this point: why both sides underreport. All warring parties have structural incentives to misrepresent their losses. Russia suppressed its casualty figures from the outset, likely to avoid domestic political cost. Casualties must be explained to families, mobilized populations, and a public that was told this would be a limited operation. Ukraine reported its losses sparingly until mid-war, citing operational security and the need to sustain domestic and international morale. Neither incentive has changed. The paper's interpretation turns on this point: the gap between verified floor and estimated ceiling. The Mediazona and BBC verified count of 221,206 named deaths, May 2026, sits just below the United Kingdom Modi's estimate of roughly 240,000 Russian killed, while their statistical estimate of 352,000 substantially exceeds it. The gap between methods is itself informative. Open source verification captures documented deaths. The probate registry captures deaths that generated inheritance proceedings. Western intelligence incorporates signals data and satellite imagery. Each method has distinct blind spots. The practical recommendation is direct: apply consistent skepticism to all wartime casualty figures, including Western estimates. No party to this war has an interest in accurate public reporting of its own losses. Journalists, policymakers, and analysts should treat all figures, including Western intelligence estimates, as contested claims rather than established facts, and indicate clearly whether a figure is an official claim, an open source verification, or an analytical model. The practical recommendation is direct: support open source casualty verification before records degrade. the Media Zona and BBC named verification project, is the highest quality independent count currently available for Russian military losses. Comparable systematic projects for Ukrainian military casualties are less developed. The central takeaway is this: the documented timeline matters because it separates what is established from what is inferred, and it makes the uncertainty visible instead of hiding it. This episode was adapted from the full evidence-graded timeline, where you can read the source-linked paper, review each confidence label, and inspect the evidence directly. Every claim sourced, every conclusion labeled. ZeroAgendaNews.com.